My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I hope you all are having a great day. It's a Friday morning going into a weekend, so I hope everybody has some great plans. Hopefully, if you're going to be outside in the heat, well, that's the topic of today. We're going to be talking about protecting yourself against the heat and, you know, dealing with muscles and exhaustion and sunstroke and heat exhaustion and just plain hot weather. So we're going to talk about electrolytes and all that good stuff today. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy radio show. And I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the information that's vital for great health moving forward and today, making sure that we have the relevant topics for today's world, the stuff that we need to talk about and, you know, the things that we probably don't talk enough about. We get really motivated when something really bad happens to us or someone we know. It just kind of gets a little close to home. We get motivated, but it's soon after that we slide back into our old habits. We need to really start looking at things a little differently, and we don't have that luxury of putting it on the back burner until we're much older. We need to get started as soon as possible, because if you could feel better, be better, act better, and be in better health with more energy and a better night's rest and deal with your stress more effectively, isn't that a good thing? I think it's a great thing. I also think it's something that most of us really want, but we maybe not, you know, we're not knowing exactly which way to go, you know, because there's a lot of confusion going on out there. So hopefully here on the show every day when you tune in, if you can't tune in live, which is great, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, we have another way for you to listen. Go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, because my incredible producer will actually put the show on there in podcast form. And you can go there every day and download the show and listen to it when it's convenient for you. So one way or another, you have it at your fingertips and you can listen to the show, you know, when it fits your time schedule. Of course, every single day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, because to me it just makes the best sense to be able to work with the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service and great knowledge all through the health and nutrition field. Being able to have really great quality information and be able to do some really good things for yourself along the way, because you are learning and you're choosing correctly. And one thing about Stay Healthy, they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, and they carry only the best of the best high-quality, high-integrity products in every category. So with all that guidance, all that great selection, and all the great prices every single day, you're not going to make a mistake. And they'll make sure that you're heading in the right direction. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their webpage is under reconstruction, stayhealthylasvegas.com. So bear with us, and I'll be able to tell you when it's ready. But of course, you can always like them on Facebook and stay connected to them every single day for great posts and great information and great in-store information and specials and baskets of the month and all that kind of good stuff. So make sure that you do check. When you go in the store, check out the great baskets that they have there. They're beautiful. And all you have to do is enter to win. How cool is that? You fill out one of the slips at the end of the month, they draw, and you never know, you might just end up with an amazing high quality basket full of goodies for you to try or to restock your shelves. You may be already using some of these great products. So definitely keep them in mind. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center is where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Well, today we're going to be talking with Darren Starkey. I mean, I can't think of anybody else better to talk with about electrolytes and heat and minerals and all that good stuff. A background of my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey is board certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, wow, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He's considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency. And as a naturopath, he specializes his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within our body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he also believes that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of our world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure us of great proper nutrition. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within our field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals and throughout his career has done many radio shows that have focused on his area of expertise. And we get the pleasure to have him here every single month throughout the year. How cool is that? He is continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks they have in our overall nutrition. So sit back. You might just get some great information today about how to deal with the heat, but also dealing with minerals and how important they are all year long. Help me welcome my guest. Good morning, Dr. Starkey.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I know you're doing this on an off day today, so I'm so appreciative, and thank you for being here with us today.
No, it's my pleasure. I heard that sigh after 27, but it's now 28 after March.
Coming up March or past March?
No, this past March.
Well, let me update that right now because you know what? We want to make sure that you are.
We talk about it all the time because, you know, you could write a book on this industry of change over the last, what, almost 40 years now?
Oh, my God. Yeah, just under 40.
So, you know, I do have to say it's amazing the nutrients that have come and gone. Mm-hmm. The new nutrients that are on, you know, everybody's mind. But I would have to say that, you know, the one that needs to be focused on the very most is typically the ones that are overlooked because they're, you know, they're just not sexy enough yet.
You know, sometimes they've got to have some bling and they've got to have the little bells and whistles. And you know how we are. We have a tendency to want things to be, you know, sparkly and glittery and all that wonderful stuff. But, you know, sometimes we do end up coming back to basics because, you know, that's where it all starts. And it's amazing how many times we end up back at the starting gate saying, you know, I knew to do this. Why didn't I just jump on this at the very beginning?
Absolutely. No, I think that when we start talking water and minerals, especially trace minerals, we kind of, you know, it's like being in class all day and the teacher mentions something and kind of loses our interest and we drift off. But I agree with you 100%. It's not until we're in crisis that we go back to our basic knowledge and education, and that leads us back to the information that I believe is the most effective and, of course, brings the best results.
You know, one thing that I've learned along the way is that every time I think that I'm comfortable with everything and I think to myself, yep, all right, I've got a good handle on this. I can kind of sit back on my laurels now because, you know, I think I know this all. Guess what? I find out I don't.
Oh, Mother Nature throws us another curveball. And what we thought we understood, we don't know. You know, we have to go back to the drawing board.
But you know what? It's okay. You know, I know most people that I talk to that have been in their field for as long as I have, and there's not a lot of people that have been doing anything for 40 years, but, you know, the people that have, you know, they will say, you know, I haven't learned anything new in a decade. You know, I'm pretty much on autopilot. We don't really have that. And you know what? I don't know if I would want that.
Right.
I like being able to relearn, and I like being able to be challenged, and you know, it gets frustrating sometimes when you have to take all that stuff out of the way and put the new stuff in your brain. And then everything you knew up to that point has completely changed. And now you have to think about it differently. But you know what? If we're challenging ourselves, it means we're learning. And if we're learning, it means we're living. And if we're living, we're good.
Yep. I would have to say that when it comes back to everything we just talked about, the soil gives us a pretty good indicator of what we need to be doing to take care of ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. What's the weather like where you are?
You know, and please forgive me when I say this. Please, it's not a gender thing, but, you know, we hear an awful lot about the types of effects across this nation. I think Mother Nature is bipolar.
Oh, I think so, too.
You know, one minute we are in close to 100 degrees, and then 3 days later we drop, you know, 40 degrees, and she's crying a lot lately, and I thought there for a little bit we were going to have to build an ark.
Uh-huh.
Yet at the same time, I think with this up and down weather conditions, I think it plays a huge toll on our overall well-being.
You know, it's really funny out here, you know, and you and I have talked about this before, because it's the summer months where people get introduced to putting electrolytes back into their system. And the reason that it's the summer months is because during the summer is when we notice the most noticeable signs of dehydration. Our muscles are cramping, we're hot, we're tired, we're wrung out, we're in the heat, we want to just sit in something cool and cool down, and we're seeing and feeling the signs of dehydration. Now, that being said, people have to realize, and we all need to know, that we do this dehydration every single day, all year long. We lose water, fluid every day, but during the cooler weather, we may not feel it like we do in the summer months. So
right.
We need to really embed it into our brain that dehydration has no calendar time. It is
correct.
All year long, every day of your life moving forward. You know, you may not see those signs of dehydration, but as we don't drink fluid during the winter and the cooler months, you see it in other ways like urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections and kidney stones and constipation and dry wrinkled skin and things like that. So you are seeing the signs, but we think there's something else. We don't really relate them to dehydration. So my bottom line to this and my moral to this is if you're going to get on trace minerals, get on them. Just don't get off of them and
right.
Realize that it does make a difference and you can change the way you feel and your state of health by bringing minerals in. Vitamins are really important. Minerals, they get put in the back seat a lot and they don't need to be there. They need to be up front and center.
Right. I think that, you know, when we get cold, I think that we face more dehydration issues during the wintertime than we ever do during the summertime. I think that, of course, just like you mentioned, we have some conditions that we typically kind of our barometer to dehydration. But, you know, remember, it falls very closely to those flu-like symptoms. So during the wintertime, we tend to go to the hospital quite quickly thinking that we have the flu when, in fact, we're just dehydrated. And, you know, it's not about chugging water. It's interesting. There's just this morning that I had read about, and that comes from a study that was done from the Journal of Frontiers and Physiology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they talked about, you know, are we drinking our water right?
Oh.
I think that when we're hot and we haven't, you know, as soon as somebody hands us a glass of water, we chug it. And what they're finding is that that's not helping us at all. We should be sipping it throughout the entire day, and in that sipping process, it should be a constant, steady flow. But at the same time, I love their finding that, you know, drinking the type of water that we're drinking today, Jeff, is not working either. It's not hydrating the body. Mm-hmm. And I would say to the listener today that, again, bottled, filtered, distilled RO water was never designed to be in our bodies. It might be the safest because we're scared to death of our environment, but remineralizing that water before we put it in truly, you know, mimics what we should have been receiving all along, which, of course, is like that groundwater, spring water, creek water, or river water. You know, that's how we were designed. So it's just a wonderful way to reestablish that balance on a consistent daily basis as we sip our waters and put that balance back into our bodies from a, you know, a mineral standpoint.
You know, the the interesting thing is, you know, we as a nation, well, as a world, we're always looking for, like we mentioned before, the newer, the redder, the riper, the bigger, the blingier, and, you know, the best of the best. We do this with our phones. You know, we always want to upgrade to the better, faster, bigger screen, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
You know, but when it comes to our body, some things need to stay basic.
Yep.
And some things need to stay in their primitive, basic form, and water is one of them. And getting the best water you can. But, you know, we don't fulfill our body's needs with our water. Like you said, we use the stripped down versions. And although we're getting moisture, we're not getting the parts of it that are missing. And that's where I think we're failing.
Well, I think that it's perfectly said. You know, we can build the most beautiful house with the most beautiful fixtures, with the most, you know, decorate it to the, I mean, we love to decorate things, as you mentioned. But if there's no electricity to the house, are you going to be happy with your home? And I would say that that's one of those key indicators that, you know, our bodies, of course, are designed to run on that electrical conductivity. And without that proper hydration and that conductivity in the body, it's literally a drag on our human performance all the way around.
You know, the other thing is, it's not difficult. It's really not difficult to bring minerals in. I have a friend, and she just got some concentrated trace minerals yesterday. And I just told her, I said, just because you're drinking all day long, just put some in every single thing you drink.
Correct.
And she said, well, that's easy. And I said, you know, because she drinks a ton of water. And I said, you know, put 5 to 10 drops in every glass, you know, because she's outside 10 to 12 hours a day. And I said, you know, this way, you know, you're turning every water into something much better, and it's going to be a better delivery, and you're going to feel different. You're going to feel like we used to. You know, I remember going to my uncle's farm when I was a kid, and they had a river running right through the property, and you could drink the water right out of the river. It was so clean. And they had wells, and you would just put the bucket down and pull the water up on the well.
Right.
And drink it right out of the bucket. And I mean, that was such amazing water. And you know, you never taste that. That's a taste on your palate that you never replace again. You know, no matter how good your water is, there's something about that kind of water when you were a kid that you remember. And I think that today most people look at water as an annoyance.
Yeah.
They look at it as something that doesn't do anything for their palate. And I'm so pleased that you're able to provide ways for them to get these minerals in that also dance on their tongue and their palate at the same time.
You know, Trace Minerals have done a wonderful job that way, Jeff. And I think that, you know, in the 13 flavors in those power packs, I know that you have your favorite, maybe even a couple, if not all. Because, you know, I don't care what flavor it is. I know what it does for my body. Just give me one. But, you know, we deal with a lot of different individuals out there that have a lot of different preferences, and this is a wonderful product that ranges from acai to, you know, blueberry pomegranate to orange to lemon to watermelon, to pineapple coconut. I mean, there's so many different flavors there that one can, you know, choose that not only emphasize the great taste, but ultimately what it delivers, and that is that pure balance of electrolytes back to the body with a good, you know, with a good dosage of vitamin C to, you know, go along with it to help it. In this case, you know, this is a healing process. Our bodies are under constant combat, whether it be the environment that we live or the stress that we're under, but this is a wonderful product to help with that. And then, of course, what happens typically is those that come to know them very well during the summertime, Jeff, you and I both know that putting them into a warm cup of water during the winter time and using it as a cold and flu sip is a wonderful beverage as well.
You know, the thing that I've noticed it the most is, like I said, I carry them in my overnight bag. I carry them in my suitcase. I carry them in my computer bag. I have them in my car. I carry them with me. You know, sometimes I'll just pop a couple in my pocket, because if I go to a restaurant and I'm sitting there, I would not think twice. I'll put it in the water that they give me at the table.
Sure.
And they're like, what are you drinking? And I said, oh no, it's just water. I said, I've just added something to it. And I don't feel any problem at all. I just think to myself, you know, why not make my water work better for me?
Right.
And I think that's important. And I don't think we use and think of water as a tool. I hate to keep using this word, but we do think of it as an annoyance.
Well, when you stop to think about, you know, what our bodies are made of, you know, it doesn't take long to realize that the last time I checked, you know, 90% of your blood is water. Not soda, not orange juice, not milk, water. And yet when you stop to think about it, 85% of our brain, 75% of our tissue, and 30% of our skeletal is water. Jeff, I think that this is the most important supplement that we should be supplementing daily, that, like you said, becomes an annoyance, because when you ask that end consumer for the very first time how much water they drink, they oftentimes look at you as though you've just grown something off your forehead that's not supposed to be there in the first place, right?
Right, right.
And then they tell you why they don't like it. And typically it comes out with, I don't like the taste, I don't, you know, it's boring. But without it, you and I both know that we just don't function. It's amazing that we even survive the way we do as a society on a daily basis with the lack of water that we drink today.
You know, one more thing that comes in, you know, people ask all the time, they're saying, you know, I know we could take too many vitamins because we end up wasting them, but let's say that we're really exposed to the heat. I mean, can we drink, you know, these things throughout the day? I mean, what's the worst that would happen? Maybe a loose stool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and of course, that's a welcome to a lot of our, you know, to a lot of our society today that find themselves very constipated, but at the same time, worst-case side effect is a laxative response, so let your gut be your barometer.
Mm.
It's a wonderful barometer. I mean, ultimately, again, it's not an uncontrollable response. You know, you're going to be able to make it to the restroom, but you're going to know that you've overdone it. But I would say that with most of our society today, the way that the water that we drink, the food that we eat, the stress that we're under, I think that, again, I don't care what age, you don't have to be an athlete to enjoy electrolytes. I think that that's a marketing tactic that's worked extremely well for the younger, you know, the younger ages, that we associate electrolytes with athletes, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm. You know... Okay, I'm ready to read this question. Okay, she said, you know, what I try to do is I carry the power packs with me. I usually have two or three a day. And then at my desk, when I drink water, I have my blue bottle of concentrated trace minerals, and I put four or five drops in there, in my green tea. Everything I drink, I add it to it. I used to have that situation where I'd wrap my legs around the bottom of my chair and have cramps, and I'd have to get up and walk every hour because my muscles were tight for sitting in my cubicle all day long. That's not an issue anymore, and I think it's the minerals. Good.
Well, you know what? Thank you for sharing your experience with us, but I know, you know, especially during the summertime, we love when consumers share their personal experiences with us, and what seems to be oftentimes a head scratcher to some become, you know, we can soothe reality of what we're dealing with just a simple cup of water and some nutrients, electrolytes that will make a huge difference. And again, I don't care if you're five years old or 105 years old. I think that the environments that we live in today, we can all benefit from those electrolytes.
Yeah.
That's one thing I love about those power packs, by the way, Jeff, is that I never question a mother's intuition or a caregiver's intuition. I just don't. But you can quarter them, you can eat them, they're so simple to work with, and especially with children. We've had a conversation on multiple occasions when we hear our listeners call in with some pretty amazing, you know, where they put them into ice cubes and make them fun for their kids, you know, putting the different flavors into popsicles, you know. I used to love that as a kid, but now we can make it nutritious, and on a hot day, especially as hot as it's been for you guys, you know, a fun treat that has health benefits. What a win-win combination.
You know, the other thing is, you know, kids do benefit from these. You know, I have a friend whose her son two sons are lifeguards. And she had heard us a while back, and she packs them like a cooler every day. And she's such a mom, and she packs her sandwiches and all that stuff, and she fills up two big thermoses, and in the thermos she adds a couple of the power packs to each one, some liquid trace mineral drops to there, and ice cubes, and they're nice and cold, and they're in those hydro flasks, so they stay cold all day.
Right.
And she says they drink it, and she said everybody else at the pool is exhausted and tired, and these two are bouncing off the walls, they got tons of energy, they're in the heat all day long, and none of them are having any problems. And she said, I know what it is. She said, they always take their vitamins and all that stuff. They're really good about it. She goes, but this has made a big difference. And she said, the one day I was out of town, they were freaking out because they didn't know how I mixed and blended it. So they had me on the phone telling them how to do it because they didn't want to go to work without it. So that's,
well, I think that when we start to think about our children and dehydration, you know, and again, it's across the board, Jeff. When we're not getting enough water in, you know, our brain shrinks, our heart swells, it has to work harder, it pumps, you know, everything has to work harder under a dehydration state. So when we start seeing when we start seeing our kids acting different or thinking, or they, you know, emotionally, mentally, or physically, I think that dehydration plagues all ages, but especially our youth today, because again, they're just not drinking water. You know, they're drinking some type of beverage that, of course, is designated as a, you know, we classify them as a sports drink. But when you really stop to look at it, Jeff, do they offer the type of electrolyte balance that we should be giving our bodies? And I think that as you start the educational process as to what we should be getting, a lot of these beverages fall very short from what we should, you know, how we should support our bodies, especially with water.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, age is an issue. You know, and this is something that I did want to say today, and I wanted to make sure I fit it in. If you have older family members that live by themselves, if you have older neighbors, if you have older friends and they're by themselves, they're a widow, a widower, or for whatever reason they live alone, please check in on them on the heat. A lot of times, sure. Many of them will not turn their air conditioner down because it's expensive, so they'll have fans and things. Just check in and make sure they're doing okay, because the heat can make some of the very older people, you know, cut corners. And number one, dehydration. So many of them end up in the hospital. People die from dehydration, you know, and it's really, really important. So, you know, don't make it look like you're checking in on them. You know, pick up a bag of groceries, some vegetables, and maybe some things, and knock on the door and say, hey, how are you? And take a look around. And the things to look for: are the dishes done? Is the garbage taken out? Are they dressed? Does it look like they're keeping up on their hygiene? Is it dark in there? Are the windows drawn? I mean, just kind of do one of those visual little lists around to make sure they're okay. And, you know, take them some power packs and just tell them to drink a couple a day. They'll love the taste. They'll love you for it. And they'll have a lot more energy. And you'll have a little bit of peace of mind. But check in on your older friends and family members, because this is the time of year when, you know, things happen and we're so busy and we don't think about it. Make the time to check in on them.
Great point. That's a fantastic point. And when you really stop to think about it, with the cost of these, you know, drop in to Stay Healthy. They have some amazing prices. They pass on the discounts.
They do.
And what you discover, you know, what the cost can be and what it should be if we're proactive, Jeff, it can save a tremendous amount of heartache, and it can save a tremendous amount of money just with a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of know-how to put that balance back into them.
Today we're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey. We're talking about the line of products from Trace Minerals Research. These products are awesome. And like I said, if you want your palate to be stimulated and tempted with all the good flavors, then use the power packs. You do have the other products to choose from as well, tablets and liquid and all these great stuff. They make awesome products, and you may start using them now in the summer, but you're going to want to stay on them because the way they make you feel, it's so different. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey. Check out the full line of Trace Mineral Research products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Don't you go away.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor-recommended, hospital-accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Smiths Town and Country Center.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. We're on Monday. I want to remind you, you know, the important thing, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You need to know where that is because that way you can go pick up all these great products that we're talking about today. The power packs, the liquid concentrated trace minerals, all that good stuff to put back in what our body needs. And, you know, I don't think you know how much you need it until you put it back out, back in the body, and your body goes, wow, where have you been? You know, I haven't had these in a long time. And it's really hard to get our minerals today when our soils are so eroded. And, you know, our body just learns to kind of, you know, do the best it can with a little bit of stuff that we're putting in there and being able to suck out some of those minerals from the food we're eating and from the supplements we're using. You know, so it's trying to get what it needs. But when you give it what it really wants, it shines and our body becomes very, very happy. And it shows its happiness in letting us feel better, feeling incredible, feeling terrific. And in the summer, when you're wrung out and you're exhausted and tired and fatigued and sweating and wet and moist and just icky, guess what? You can feel incredible. And people are going to wonder what you're doing to feel so good when they feel so lousy. You can tell them. I'm using products from Trace Minerals Research. Pick them up at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where you get the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, awesome prices, and that feel-good feeling that this time you're doing the right thing. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Want to remind you know everybody just to keep in mind, if you have a company, you're in a company, a big company, medium-sized company, however it works, if you have a group, an extracurricular activities group of some kind, and you are interested in starting a health awareness lecture, getting everybody healthy and getting ready for the flu and cold season, back to school, you know, staying strong and healthy as the weather will start to change before you know it. let me know. Connect with me. I'll come out. I'll do lectures for you. I don't charge for my lectures. I'll let you pick the topic, and I'd love to come out. We can do some giveaways and some fun things, but it allows people to learn how to stay healthy, how to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy, cutting down on absenteeism and keeping people so they're just healthier. And that's what it's all about. I'll disseminate the misinformation. I'll bring you the up-to-date information. And, you know, we'll have a great time learning together. So remember, I'm booking for the fall and the winter right now. So please get a hold of me so I can get you on the schedule. No charge. Go to your HR department. Go to your management. Tell them that it's available for them to come out, for me to come out and talk with all of you there. I'd love to do it. And we do a lot of them around town and a lot of the bigger companies. So I'd love to be able to come out and talk with you and your employees, your management, your coworkers, you know, and let's just get healthy together, because a little bit of work together and a little bit of knowledge can go a long way to make everyone healthier. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Darren Starkey. We are talking about minerals. You know, I got to tell you, Dr. Starkey, for people that are just tuning in for the first time, one of the things that I like the best, not even the part that what it does in the body, what they do, what they build, what they replenish. I just love the idea that you can feel better.
Sure. Sure. I mean, I think that sometimes, Jeff, we feel the same way so often that we eventually feel that that's normal. When in fact, what we're capable of and what we should be feeling is so much more. And I think that oftentimes you've heard me say this, the way that our bodies are designed, Jeff, right down to the cells that are in our bodies are absolutely amazing. We're designed to be Lamborghinis, but we oftentimes, most of the time, we treat ourselves like push mowers. We push through the day, knowing, you know, hoping tomorrow gets better when tomorrow comes and goes, and we keep pushing like many of us do. Einstein called that insanity. I think that with the knowledge that you have, especially at Stay Healthy, and I love that. I love what you just mentioned. Not only are your services for free, but the knowledge that Stay Healthy offers is free too.
They sure do. And, you know.
And I think sometimes, I've oftentimes said, if something's free, it's not worth it. And when it comes to our knowledge, that's not true. Gaining that knowledge of the staff, we've worked together for, my goodness, how long has it been?
A long time.
You know, for the mere fact that Stay Healthy has it on its shelf after, you know, Trace Minerals has been in business for almost 50 years, and Stay Healthy has been in business for 40 years. I love the fact that it's here because, again, I know how the store works, and if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't meet those expectations or if you don't experience results, chances are you're not going to find it on Stay Healthy's shelf.
Well, you know, they're really strict about what they carry, and I send everybody there because I want people to get results, and I also want people to be able to experience feeling better, because, you know, feeling better is not something that everybody gets the luxury of every day. And a lot of it is our own fault. We're not reaching out. We're not asking questions. We're not making anything different. We're not making changes. We're not changing the one things that we kind of put on autopilot every single day. And we have to do things differently. We do live in a field of mediocrity with our health, and we do accept it as the norm. And until we see something different that makes us look or feel or act differently, we don't take that step back and say, oh my goodness, was I really feeling that bad? Yes, you were.
Or we become such a reactive society that it's not until, like you said earlier, it's not until we're in crisis that we start asking the right questions. But I would say to the listeners that are listening today, you know, thank you for being with us, because you're proactive. You're gathering the information, because there's not a greater physician for your well-being than your own personal self. You are the greatest physician for your health, because you know you better than anybody. But once you apply and put that balance back in, we offer a money-back guarantee, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know that.
I do.
And that is that if they don't feel a difference within 30 days, we'll buy the product back. Why should we keep, you know, we want results. But at the same time, we're willing to give you a risk-free opportunity. And I know that Stay Healthy has some amazing guarantees as well on their products that they offer. But we want you to keep the receipt from your purchase from Stay Healthy, and we will refund at your suggested retail price, whatever price you paid. We at Trace Minerals will refund that money to you if you honestly can't feel a difference by using these products.
Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing thing, because standing behind your products is very, very important. But, you know, you can stand behind your products because you know they work.
Right.
And
right.
That's just a really good thing. You know, I tell people all the time, they're like, well, you know, they've asked over the years, how come they have a money back guarantee? And I said, because they know it works. And they know that you're going to enjoy it and can't wait to get it again. And you're not going to not use it because you want it to work. And they do work. Now, there's a lot of companies that don't do that. You know, and I never say a crossword about companies at all. I work with the companies that I think bring the best to the marketplace. I work with the companies that think about us, the consumer, first. And I'm a consumer as well before I do anything else. You know, so those are the companies that I choose to work with. And I'd rather talk up the companies that are doing it right than waste my time talking negativity about somebody that doesn't do it right. It's just right. It's not worth my time.
Well, I think that, again, the ones that we're most interested in our personal loved ones, and they typically be, you know, they're typically our harshest critics in our field. You know, they like to point out what they feel is the obvious until they're in crisis, and then we reach out to them with a product that we believe in, and when it gives results, you know, I love when they say, well, why didn't you push a little bit harder? Why didn't you ask, you know, why didn't you... How much more can we do and how much more can we say than to give something that we know will give get results? But remember, we can't force it down you. We can't force it in you. You have to be the ones making decisions to do that. And ultimately, it's you that are that's pointing out to us what results you're getting. And to us, that, you know, at Trace Minerals, that's literally our lifeblood, because we deal with, you know, we're across the nation, but it's amazing to me, Jeff, and I've said this before, I wished I could duplicate you a dozen times throughout the country. I could retire.
Mm.
Because of the fact that you have, you know, you've experienced, you know, and I love your passion of being able to share that knowledge with others.
You know, thank you. And, you know, and I just want people to know that there is something available.
Right.
You know, and for the most part, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, I didn't know that I had a choice. I didn't know that I had an alternative or a complement. And some of that is our own fault because it's two-sided. You know, we know that there's information out there. Sometimes we don't know where to start. Sometimes we need information and we reach out for the information that sounds the best and the easiest and the fastest with all the changes that we think are going to occur without us doing any kind of work. And obviously, that's just a fairy tale and a magic wand ready to happen, and it's not going to happen. So sometimes it comes down to listening, asking questions. And I think that's why Stay Healthy has done so well and why they've been so successful, is because if I'm there and I'm sitting at a table and I'm doing consultations and I hear people come in and they'll say, hi, my friends told me to come here because you could help me answer my question because I'm really confused. I mean, I hear that every single time I'm there. Or I'll have friends bringing their family in and they'll say, these are the people I want you to talk with because they have the answers and they can direct you in the right direction. And then, interestingly enough, you know, it was about probably a little over a year ago. I was there one day and these three ladies had come in and they were talking with Marge, and they were part of a group of 10 that had started these nutritional programs at work. Seven of the ladies were doing really well, but these three, they weren't making any change at all, and they were doing exactly what the other people were doing. And I remember what Marge said, and it just stuck in my head. I've said it myself, but it reminded me. She said, it doesn't matter how you get to the finish line, you know, how you get to the end, because you're going to get there, but you may have to take a different route. So she was talking with each one of them. One had a digestive problem. One had a severe metabolic problem. And the other one was on medications that was slowing down her metabolism. So she recommended different things to each of them. And because they needed to go a different road, because the road everybody else was going was not going to work for them because they're coming from a different place.
Right.
You know, and it was really interesting. You know, I think I asked a while later and they had checked in a month or so later and they were all doing really well, but they were all driving a different car, But I think they all got to the finish line about the same time. But no one would have considered that they had to do something different to get there. Most people just throw their hands in the air and say, I knew this didn't work.
Right. Or better yet, when they come back and they said, well, this didn't work for me, and they hand you a full bottle.
Yeah, exactly. And they did it for a day.
Yeah. You know, we didn't get to where we're at this moment in time, Jeff, by circumstances, right?
No, of course not.
And yet, I take that back. You know, there's certain choices that we make that we have to experience the results of those choices. And oftentimes, like you said, we're not all driving the same vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that vehicle that we are driving has the same capabilities from a healing standpoint to a balancing standpoint to a meta, you know, all of it. I mean, there's so many pieces of this puzzle that we still don't understand how it all fits together. But I do know this: if we put that proper balance in and we put that proper water, you know, in, and we try the very best we can to put the proper foods in, it is truly amazing to me what our bodies are capable of.
Here's a question that just came in, and I've always wanted to ask you this, and I never did. It says, Jeff, my husband needs electrolytes. The doctor said he needs them. His cardiologist says he needs them. He won't do them. So what I do is I make a very watered-down lemonade. It's always in the refrigerator. He loves lemonade. And every morning I add the concentrated trace mineral drops to the gallon that I make every day because he will literally drink a gallon of it a day. Now, there's no sugar in there. He likes it tart, so it's okay for him. The doctor said it's perfect because he drinks so much liquid. So I add these every single morning. Are they okay? Do they stay suspended within the liquid throughout the day? Because I've been doing it this way, and his minerals have gotten better. He thinks he's getting it from the lemon and the lemonade, whatever. So I'm putting it in there every day. Is it okay to do that, or do I have to do it glass by glass?
No, that's a great point. You know, uh-huh. I do like to put it in things that you can keep stirred or shaken.
Right.
Because of the fact that the concentrates, Jeff, doesn't feel like water when you drop it on the tip of your finger.
It's weighted.
It has a serum-y type texture, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very much like that of blood. You ever stood over a water basin with a bloody nose? And I hope the answer to that is no, but I think we all have at least once, right?
Oh, sure.
And when you drop that, when a drop of blood hits the top of that surface, as you watch it dissipate to the bottom, it forms a perfect circle and it just gets larger and larger and finally it's on the bottom. But you don't see what's dispersed in the water either. But I would say to her that, you know, keeping it in a gallon jug that you can keep stirred or shaken is a wonderful way to keep it, you know, keep that balance throughout the entire beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that if you leave it sitting, your first couple of glasses are going to be quite heavy with the mineral taste. So I would say to the listener, I love putting it in containers that you can keep, you can shake it as you put it in, like that of a glass container. I know that glass is one that most prefer, but I honestly don't care what you put it in. As long as you're putting it in, I think half the battle's won there, especially when it comes to our finicky, you know, the ones that aren't willing to do it for themselves. You know that apple a day that kept the doctor away, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
It's not what the apple tastes like. It's what the apple once offered, and I think that's applicable with that product.
She just chimed back in, and she said he always shakes it because in his mind he thinks he's dispersing pulp.
Yep, which is fantastic. I hope he's not listening.
He's not.
I know
he doesn't listen.
You let him keep shaking it and thinking it's the lemon and the pulp, and hopefully you'll give us let Jeff know. Let us know what the results are.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for writing in. I appreciate it. You know, sometimes you got to be a little tricky get things into the family. And I have a friend and her three boys use the power packs, and they just think it's a hoot because they drink one in the morning when they get up. They have one after school because they do sports. They take one in their lunchbox, and every day they open it up, and everybody else has got a soda and something like that. They open up their water bottles when they're in the cafeteria and they add their packet to it. It's just kind of like this fun thing that they get to do every single day, and they shake it up and they drink one with lunch.
Yep.
And they made it fun.
My kids do the exact same thing. In fact, it's got quite, You know, I don't look to it as an expense, Jeff. I really don't. I know it's a little bit difficult, especially, you know, when my children are taking it and their friends around them aren't. You know, the ones that are closest, of course, are very familiar because they're at my home. And every time I give one of my, you know, when I give my kids one, I give them one as well. But it's kind of fascinating when my son now, of course, asks, "Hey, Dad," you know, he calls out each one of his friends by name and says, "Hey, he likes this flavor. He likes this flavor. You mind if I take and put, you know?" So, hey, whatever works, especially when it comes to friends, because ultimately, if they're doing it, our children are continuing, you know, they're going to continue to do it because they're all doing it together. And to me, what a wonderful way to keep our kids balanced, especially in school.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend. Thank you for doing this on your day off, and because we really needed it because we're really hot out here.
can I say this real quick, Jeff?
Sure.
For those that do have sensitive taste buds, we do have an amazing product that is a tablet that, you know, if you don't like to mix anything or fuss with anything, especially men, we seem to be that way, you know, you can take it, and it's just as effective. So there's so many different avenues that we can address the needs of our society with, but please come by, stay healthy. They'll give you a good rundown on all the products that are available.
Well, I do appreciate your time. You have a wonderful day and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff.
Be well. My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. You can check out all the products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They'll make sure that you have the best to choose from, and they'll also make sure that you are able to notice a big difference in the way that your body feels and the way that you act. And, you know, just everything from your thinking to, you know, your fatigue levels, all those things are issues in the summer. And, you know, we just kind of say, well, it's getting hot out. You know, that's the way it is, you know, and we just kind of need to accept it. Well, it is hot, of course, but don't go through the motions of drinking water. Turn your water into something better because you just feel so much better. You know, every time I'm out, if I use the electrolytes in my water, I mean, I'm walking around and I'm like, yeah, it's hot, but I mean, I'm fine. And then I'll have times that I forget to do it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how do people do this? It's awful out here. But if you put the right stuff in your body, whether it's the tablets, whether it's the liquid, whether it's the power packs, you're going to notice a difference. You know, don't let yourself experience the signs of dehydration, not when you have something that you can use that makes a dramatic difference. And it does it the first time you use it. That's the great thing. The first time you use it, you're going to be better in the heat and you're going to not dehydrate and your muscles are not going to be screaming at you and you're going to feel wonderful. So go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They have awesome prices. They're a fully packed store with the best of the best products because that's all they carry. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, a full service environment, meaning that you are going to get your questions answered and walk out with great peace of mind. Because when it comes to your health, you know, we have a tendency to cut corners on everything. Why in the world would you cut corners on not only the supplements you're using and their quality, but the information that you're getting? Don't get information from someone that doesn't have the information to give. Go to the place where you can actually walk out with answers to your questions. That is Stay Healthy Health Food Store. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to take the time to do something great for yourself. Put yourself first. You know, start putting some good things back into your body. You know why? Because you deserve it. We all deserve to feel better, and we all should be striving to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this Friday morning. Listen to Dr. Darren Starkey and the line from Trace Minerals Research, all of them available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, everyday low prices on all the things that I talk about here on the show. I hope everyone has a good weekend. Remember to do some things. Carry water with you. Make sure that you don't leave your pets and your children in the back seat of the car, please. I mean, that's just crazy anyway. If you're taking your animals with you, make sure that they get to go with you into every single store and business you go to. If they can't, they stay home. That's the way it works. Do not subject them to an open window in a car that's going to be 130 degrees. Don't do that. It's a terrible thing to do, and you have full control over that. Don't do it. The other thing is drink a lot of water, pick up some trace minerals, do something good for yourself. Take the time to be as healthy as you possibly can. I guarantee you, you're going to absolutely love it, and you're going to feel better than you have in a long time. Be well, stay healthy, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.